Let's talk about small business strategies. There are other corporate ones I'll mention at the end, employee strategies, but I think there's a lot of blog posts and other things floating around about that. And I think corporate employees are much more shielded from the impact of coronavirus and the deadly cure that we've chosen. So let me get into some of the things that small businesses can do and some are doing. So the first thing is kind of an exercise to reverse engineer your business. Start with a list of people that you serve, customers or customer groups. And for each one, make a list of the top two or three things that you offer them, benefits that they get from you. Then decide which of those things are most important or most urgent right now. Then brainstorm how to deliver it to them in this environment. And a good place to start for this brainstorming is look at the list of essential businesses, the businesses that are open right now, because those can potentially be your customers, your business partners, or your suppliers. Use them as a springboard for brainstorming. So the most obvious thing that you can do in a crisis is provide what people want or need. You see restaurants transforming into retail spaces just so they can offer like dry goods and pantry items. Another thing you could do is if you're a baker and your bakery is closed or you're not getting customers because people aren't leaving the house, why don't you supply the bread to companies that are already delivering? Anyone who's making deliveries is a distribution point potentially. So go B2B to the list of companies that are open. The obvious ones, if you're in production, is to make hand sanitizer, toilet paper, face masks, respirators. But I think a lot of that is already happening. I don't think that's anything new. One of the more interesting ones that I saw, since all of the students were displaced because their schools closed down, a lot of them were panicking, like, where am I going to live? They paid for dormitories. So hotels were offering discounted rates to let those students stay there. That's a great way to help people out while making money. The other thing is marketing. It's very crass to do just blatant marketing campaigns. It's not only crass, it's stupid because people can't buy a lot of things. There's no personal brand or marketing campaign that can overcome a recession. When people stop spending, they stop spending. And yeah, maybe on the margins for essential goods, you can get them to choose one over the other. But at that point, they're not shopping brand. They're shopping for what they need at the lowest price possible. So all those luxury goods and all those extra items, not that important. And I think that's how we should treat this situation. But some people have found a way to do it really well. There's a company called Scribd. It's like ebooks. So they are giving a 30-day free subscription without giving your credit card. Amazon is making a bunch of kids programming available for free. Facebook created, I think it was $100 million to small businesses in credits to promote themselves. Take advantage. That's a great deal. Just Google it. In fact, I'm going to give you some stuff. I created a Patreon series on media strategies. So if you're in any part of media, what should you be doing? So I'm going to make all those episodes free and I'm going to include the link down here. The other thing is prepare your digital presence. If there's a website you have that maybe you haven't spent much time developing, start developing it. Make sure that website focuses on getting people's email addresses. That is the number one way you're going to communicate with them. Use this time wisely. Prepare yourself to be much more successful in the future. Create that marketing channel. Even if you can't sell your product, as long as you can somehow get in touch with your customers, sell gift cards and guilt people if you have to. Have people share your emails. Maybe give them some sort of bonus or credit or free month of service or something to share it with their friends. Use your existing clientele because now everyone wants to help in some way because they realize a lot of people are going to be in a bad place. People are not only in helping mode right now, they've got nothing but time on their hands. They are sick of their families. They are ready to help you market your business. Take advantage of it. Put it out on Facebook. Link to your website. Gather some information about these customers. Find out what they want from you, what products they need. Do a little survey. I mean, don't make it crazy, but prepare to serve them better and prepare to serve more of them and prepare to communicate with them directly through these channels. And there are people online, I'm going to give her a plug because she's, I liked her. She's aggressive. She offered it up and hopefully she gets flooded as a result of this video. There's a service called Shopify, which is sort of like WordPress for e-commerce. It's a really easy way to sell your goods electronically, even if it's just gift cards. So she offered her services for free and I'm going to give her email address. It's kelly@thetaproom.com. Hopefully you're going to get a flood of people and eventually they'll stay to be your customers. The other thing is changing channels. There's something to be said for the great indoors, which is what we're all experiencing right now. A lot of people I know, anyone who does consulting, coaching, tax preparation, counseling, financial advisory, insurance sales, all of those jobs can be done remotely. And I think people are realizing that. I'm going to start doing that too. I'm going to start offering some advisory services online. I'm going to put up a website. I might even include the link here. I think more and more people are going to get used to doing business that way. Even education, immediately as these schools release students, the first thing they did is say, hey, now your education's online. A lot of companies should be focusing on that as their first, not their secondary channel. The other thing is delivery. There's so many ways to do it better. Simplify your menu, simplify your options. Identify the 10, 20, 30, okay, 40 items that people need the most. Put those front and center. Let people order them much more easily. Even if you're a restaurant, for example, and you're staying open, put out a thing out front where people don't even have to go in because they're freaked out by Corona or standing too close to people. Why don't you put out a preset menu outside, find a way to keep it warm or whatever, and then you can sell those pre-made meals and sell them digitally. Don't have people hand you cash. Just, you know, do it electronically. This is an opportunity to convert people. They should be using touch payment either with their cards or with their phones. There's less of a chance of cross-contamination. The other thing, think of all the stuff that's been canceled, all the events, the sports leagues, stand-up comedy has been canceled. Fill that vacuum because it's going to take a while for those people to wind back up. So I love what these guys did. There's a company called Big Three. It's a basketball league where they do 3-on-3 basketball. And it's like semi-professional, or they might have some retired players or college players and so on. They created a streaming tournament and reality show. They're going to obviously test all the people involved and make sure they're not contagious. This is the peak of quarantine capitalism. Even sports gambling companies found a way for people to gamble on weather. And hardcore gamblers will gamble on weather. They will gamble on which of your kids is faster and gonna make it into the room first. The other one I thought was great, comedian Mark Normand went out onto the street with a microphone and he started doing stand-up on the street, videotaping it and using it as content for all of his channels, for YouTube, for Instagram and all these others. It was brilliant and it was funny. It was engaging. It was a stress relief for a lot of people because they're dealing with this uncertain situation. It was brilliant. I'm going to put a link here as well. Another strategy is pricing. Grubhub and Uber Eats, for example, got rid of their commissions. I just got a coupon the other day from this Cuban restaurant that I'd eaten in before, and they were offering 25% off for delivery. T-Mobile did a great thing. They gave everyone unlimited data. That builds a lot of goodwill. The other thing is incentives, perks, rewards. I saw one restaurant was giving toilet paper with every order. And if your order is big enough, they give you two rolls. Kind of an odd pairing with food, but in these times, it kind of makes sense. So if you could do that with anything else that people need that's in surplus, do it. Now, this one's a little controversial. I went to the park today. Sort of violating quarantine, but it's a big park. There were some musicians that were playing. Not the craziest thing. All their competition is gone. So even though the crowds were tiny, they were absorbing all of that cash. So if you're a musician, a professional musician, even if you don't personally need the cash, donate it to somebody. You could do digital tipping. There's a way you can just do a QR code. Square and PayPal, I think, lets you do it. And if your business is open, think about which part of it you can put outdoors where people feel safer and not as confined. The next thing, really important, borrow the money that the government is making available. It's not out there yet, but the SBA, the Small Business Administration, keep checking their website because that's probably going to be the first place you get information about how to get access to that money. The crazy thing that I saw is some huge retailers and some chains like Subway and a few others, I don't know if it's at the franchise level or just individual locations, they're deciding not to pay rent. And I don't know what that's going to do to their credit or lawsuits or what. And I don't advise that, but I definitely advise you thinking through what your priorities are. At the very least, negotiate your biggest costs, which in most cases are going to be your leases, cost of goods from your suppliers, and your employees. I know a couple of friends whose companies cut their salaries by 25% or in some cases more, in some cases less. When you do that, don't be a dick. Give people a time frame because your best people are going to start trying to leave, assuming the market picks up again. Now, some are going to have to shut down, unfortunately. Sometimes you have to live to fight another day and liquidate. Now might be a good time to get out of those leases. If your business was sort of teetering on the edge, maybe it does make sense to close down and use this time to really think through what is the better version either of that business or the next business you want to try. Or maybe keep it alive long enough so you can borrow from the government and use that money to deploy for a new business, assuming that's allowed. I don't know. The other thing people are looking for, and I think this is a bigger opportunity than we give it credit for, is comfort and reassurance. I know that sounds super touchy-feely. It's not. It's literally that you're taking precautions to serve the people you're going to serve. So if you're a company that's doing deliveries or giving people food, you are taking precautions that you're using antiseptic, that it's as touch-free as possible, how you store things, or you create touch-free areas to get the product you want. So maybe you order it through your app and you pick it up in the store. I saw a lot of supermarkets are creating these safe shopping times for senior citizens. That's great too. Or they're notifying them just by putting up a sign saying, hey, we sanitize everything and here are like the 3, 4, 5 steps that we take to make it safe. Trader Joe's, for example, isn't letting a lot of people into the store, so there's more physical space between people. Even that Turkish guy who has the steak restaurant who sprinkles salt over his dirty elbows and forearm, that guy put out a video showing how he is doing this antiseptic treatment, how they're treating the meat. Any guy sprinkling your ingredients off his elbows, he's gonna have to make a lot of Instagram reparations videos. And the next thing is goodwill. I saw there's this one contractor who was shopping for senior citizens or anyone in his community who couldn't afford it. And he's taking his trucks and bringing stuff to them and running errands. It was amazing. It's great. And those trucks, you know, it's a subtle form of advertising, even though it's plastered all over the side of the truck. I can guarantee you next time those people are looking at who they're going to hire, that guy's going to be at the very top of the list. And there are other ways to help. If there are things that you can provide to the elderly, there's helplines all over in every city. And even though I hate these in normal circumstances, in this circumstance, it would be great to have a buy one, give one program. If people knew that every order that they made, you would deliver an order to an old person who might need it or another person who maybe is sick with coronavirus, that's just a simple way to build goodwill. The next two are a little bit long-term, a little bit more complex, but lobbying. There are groups that represent small businesses. So if there are things you think your government should be doing, contact those lobby groups because they have a direct connection to politicians, either on the city, state, or federal level. The next thing is a little bit more psychological. People respond to certainty. In uncertain times, certainty carries a greater premium. And that means great communication with everybody, customers, suppliers, with your landlord, with every person that you do business with. Let them know what your situation is. Let them know that you're planning to pay. Ask them if they could take 50 cents on the dollar for the next month or two. have that discussion. And then they'll at least know that you're going to stay a customer in the future. These are all simple, but carry disproportionate value in times of uncertainty. So the last thing I want to talk about is if you're an employee and you work for either a large corporation or for even a smaller business or a startup, there are things you can do. And by the way, I deprioritize you because there are no PowerPoints in a crisis. You're also probably safer than most if you're able to work from home. If you didn't make that list of essential businesses, you need to find ways to make yourself essential. A really simple way to do that is to volunteer to do more projects or just start doing stuff. You know, just like I'm doing these videos, no one asked me to do these videos. I'm doing them because I believe that good things will come back. You should do the same thing. Research a competitor, look at the market, analyze new business and growth opportunities, get in touch with new customers or target customers. Use this time to do soft business development, reach out to people, just have video chat with them on FaceTime, whatever it is, start building those connections. You have the time, use it. And reverse engineer your value. If there are things that are frozen right now, let's say you're a recruiter and no one's recruiting, now would be a great time to show your value to your clients. Send them a report about their prior hires, you know, maybe something specific to them or something more general about the marketplace, or put out content about skills that would be really useful or professional development advice. You have an expertise. Now is the time to share it. Use this time to demonstrate value even if you're not getting paid for it. And the last thing, if you're an employee and you're working in teams, make people feel connected, make people feel wanted. I managed a team in India, and it was really important to me to make sure that they were able to do brainstorming sessions with us, that they were included on all the important calls, that we did video as much as possible. A big part of leadership is inclusion and making sure that people feel like they're part of things. And it gets both easier and harder in this environment because now everyone's in a remote team and there's tons of information out there on how to do this best. That's it for this section. Join me tomorrow for the next part in this series. And don't forget to subscribe to the email list here and join the Patreon for lots of members-only episodes. I'm Steve Factor for The McFuture. See you tomorrow.